This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The gentleman, the guy who wears the deep V-necks, like real deep V-necks.
A deep V fella, huh?
I don't trust that person. That's an odd. Like, I'm not just a V-neck, but I mean deep. This guy here.
Unless you're lead singing for Kings of Leon.
I'll take that. He had a deep one, then he had his sunglasses in it to make it even deeper. I mean, it was.
Is he just watching?
Yeah, he just watched. Oh, I think he was just a fan out there somewhere in England. Just the deep V-neck guy. Not a fan. Not a fan.
Well,
ladies with the deep V-necks, that's a different story. I mean, you really go for it. But the fellows with the deep V-necks, not a fan. By the way, I hate disappointing Tyler, but I feel like, I don't know where Clint is. I feel like we might. We do got this weigh-in at 3 o'clock coming up.
Yes, sir. Monday at 3.
Oh, boy.
Monday's at 3.
I don't know if I got there, but I think I'm close.
You got close? Yeah.
I'm not sure at all, to be honest with you.
But I felt
like when I got out of the car this morning.
I know I didn't get there. I would assume.
We need a big target for next week then.
I don't think I got bad. I just, you know, we did some, you know, some wine tasting. I don't think we got out of control. I think we certainly thought about things we ate.
I did. I thought you did good, unless you just went ham when I wasn't around.
No, I didn't go ham, but I know that. I mean, there were still some hits Friday night, especially. I got suckered into that Snicker
martini.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, damn, so
that was the worst thing I had. But I mean, it wasn't just like hardcore. Like I've been on it. We did get some sauna action together.
Yeah, wasn't hot enough though.
I know.
Stayed in that sauna for 60 minutes.
60 minutes in the sauna. Probably not the way they prescribe it. But
I don't know how aggressive the resort sauna wants to be with the temperature.
Guy told me when I went down there the first day. He said, "Yo, you got 25 minutes in there." Yeah, okay. I did at least 30 in there. But we'll see. So weigh in coming up. I know you were trying to get to 243.
Back to 243.
I don't know if I got there. I was trying to get to 290. I was at 240, 204, or 204, my ass. 294.8. I just hope I didn't take a big step back like you did last week.
It was a rough step last week. I'm okay with my decisions. I'm not real. My effort, I think, may have bit me this time. Yeah. there wasn't a lot of jogging. There wasn't a whole lot of sweating going on from your boy.
I told myself, you know, walk like that golf, got in the good steps, got in a good thing, but wasn't the calorie burn that I've had, you know, when you go to the gym. So we'll see. But our weigh-in coming up. Again, also, if you missed it, we talked about this, and you'll start to see it all over social media, and you hear about it when you listen to Sports Radio 610. You can catch it at sportsradio610.com. But coming up Thursday, we are doing our first Ron and Reggie Radiothon, where we will be on from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. As we are trying to raise money to help the Houston Food Bank. The Houston Food Bank, they have been struggling this year as their funds have been cut by $11 million. Over 40 pounds of food they have lost in the last year. It's been cut, and they are still expected to service over 1 million people in 18 different surrounding counties here in Houston. And on Thursday, we are hoping to help them out as much as we can, and that help coming with you as well, as we will have the opportunity for you to donate and help out the Houston Food Bank. Keep that in your mind. 6 a.m., 6 p.m., we will have some surprises as well, and we will have that rolling for you. You can text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to donate. That is Sports Radio 610 71777 to donate, and we'll have a really good time for a great cause coming up on Thursday. So keep that thought in mind for you. All right, Clint, man, we got to look at Framber Valdez, man. Dude, his last 10 starts.
It feels huge.
He is personally 7-0 in his last 10 starts, and the Astros are 10-0 in his last 10 starts. And when you start talking about Cy Young stuff, by the way, Hunter Brown's on his team too, and he's probably at this point ahead of him. But you start talking about that, when you go out there and your team wins every time, you go out and his numbers in terms of ERA and things like that have been falling over the last month plus. And he is looking like one of the aces, and he is looking like a dude that is going to get paid right now. He has been absolutely spectacular, Clint. You just can't ask for more. When he goes out there to pitch, and this ain't just, oh, man, it's been the last. No, 10 straight starts. When he goes out and pitch, the Astros win.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And it ain't like, Clint, ain't no 8-7s in there, right? Like, they are winning, and he is dominant.
Well, he's given a young, inexperienced lineup a chance to win every time he steps on the rubber. This isn't just he's given a typical Astros lineup a chance to win. When I look at Framber, as you mentioned, he's been great over 10 starts, Ron. But if you really look at it, I think the last two, I think the last six games, this homestand with the Astros was very telling. Now you can dig into the depth of how they won games, but they took 5 of 6 from two of the best teams that the National League had to offer.
Yep.
And in that process, nobody was better than Framber Valdez. Framber Valdez went 13 innings. He gave up 9 hits in 13 innings and 0 runs against two of the best teams that the National League had to offer.
Yep.
And got great, dubs, great obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just like he's been great for an extended period of time, and he just put the cherry on top with what he did these last two outings, given the Astros a chance to win versus two of the best teams in the league by throwing up goose eggs.
Yeah, Clint, Tyler, we talked about this with Kyle Tucker Friday, and I don't want to bring up sad thoughts, But I mean,
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I mean, let's just be real about it. Astros fans need to be cherishing the, you know, this time with Framber Valdez in an Astros uniform. The way he is pitching is not helping his ability that you would think for him to sign back here. And actually, for the Astros and what they're doing, I would understand it, right? But if you're not going to bring him in and you got a younger Hunter Brown that you're hoping to be your ace the rest of the way, I would think that that would be the guy you would pick to spend big money. Now, I have accepted the fact they're not going to be in the business of paying two guys that type of money like you would hope they would, but I can understand it. But I do wonder, we talked about it, that it was Kyle Tucker was not as much looked at as a beloved figure with the Astros. And it was like, hey, man, he was a good player for the Astros, but not beloved. Not beloved like some of the guys from this era that have been beloved. Where does Framber fall in that, do you think? Is Framber more closer to the Kyle Tucker, or is Framber more closer to the beloved territory?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because he's had some moments. I mean, he's been a part of, obviously, your most recent championship, and he's had some big moments in the postseason. He's had some tough moments in the postseason.
Yeah,
he's had
yeah.
some low moments. We've seen.
I would say closer to Tucker than
really?
The way some of these other guys are cherished.
And I would agree. Strictly really? Based off the fact of the past days of which Framber are you going to get? And the having to be talked down kind of in certain situations on the mound. I think that moves him more in the Kyle camp, yeah.
Really? As I see, that kind of stuff, I personally, it just felt more human with him. And I liked it. I felt like he was vulnerable and just kind of let it out. Now, I don't love the hair choice, but that's here or there.
The added weave.
That's what I'll never get over. But I don't know, man. Framber.
Well, I think this year's important for him. I think.
Cause, yeah, cause, you're look, right. If he has a huge postseason or something like that.
Well, he's like, even, and I can just tell you where my stand, even the years when he was actually better than Verlander, statistically, it was still Verlander.
You would never come off of. We would do that. I'd rather have Verlander.
Yeah, and that's so. I mean, maybe it's just me.
Is Verlander in the beloved territory?
Absolutely,
he is. Tyler, yes,
100%.
Absolutely. Yep. But there was always like this is the first year where I think it's safe to say even though Hunter's having a great year, I think if they both pitch well, I think your quote unquote ace is going to be Framber Valdez.
Yeah,
like I don't know that Hunter, as much as I like him, I don't know that Hunter, if they're both pitching at their best and both performing well, I don't know that Hunter would take the starter, the quote-unquote A starter
crown.
You still think he's starting game one of a playoff?
Well, if you ask what pitching the way he is right now, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think if they're both just even, I would probably lean Hunter, but that's just because I like Hunter. I like Hunter's approach and the bulldog. I like that approach. It entertains me a little more. I'm a little more fascinated with that. But I mean, I still think that this is the year for Fromber to be the headliner.
Yeah.
There's always been some aspect of Verlander in and around Fromber Valdez's great years. This is his year to be the dude. And I think it's he's obviously stepping up to the plate.
Do you think he could enter Beloved?
Yes. I think if they make a big time run this year, which he's going to have to be doing right now. Yeah, I think absolutely he can. Absolutely.
It's crazy because I feel like for some people, Hunter Brown is almost sliding into that period. And Framber has obviously been here longer and done more, right? Like, I can remember him during the COVID year. He was clearly the guy. I remember Correa had to stop him in the middle of the mound while he was walking around getting mad.
Yeah.
But he was the guy. No, it's wild, right? A little bit. I can see Tucker being, as Tyler explained, like standoffish and a little shy. I mean, Framber is, I don't know, but I think it is fair, even as good as he's been, how many times have you thought of the pitching staff being like Framber's? Like Framber, the lead cat. And, yeah, because there's been moments where Christian Javier has outshined him in big moments. But as someone texted in, he can be so aggravating. And I think that's what Tyler expresses.
There's no doubt he can be aggravating. But at the end of the day, to your point, Ron, if you stack his stats up against some, you know, the other guys, they're as good, if not better.
He should be
Beloved. But I think there's also something there, too. I mean, like, the language barrier and the inability to fall in love with the guy because you're always listening to the interpreter instead of him. I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.